Happy Saturday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming another bonus episode of the Be Our Guest podcast. This is another community check-in, and this show was originally recorded on Sunday night, Easter Sunday, April 12th, 2020. This is probably the best community check-in call-in show that we've had yet. We just took our favorite Walt Disney World trip memories and threw those out there, and we hear a lot of great stories from our callers, including a nice story about Mia celebrating her third birthday. She was supposed to be down at Walt Disney World this week, but they made it happen at home for her. We also talk about getting some of those legacy fast passes and pass it on the magic to other guests. A special performance from the Voices of Liberty for a couple that had just been married, and actually one where the mom got hurt during the vacation, had to stay back in the room, and the siblings had the time of their lives on their own at Walt Disney World, plus many more stories. If you need some fun and some magic in your life today, this is a great show to get you in the mood. Don't forget, we record these shows every Thursday through Sunday night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, also Tuesday night at the same times. Mondays, you can catch us live on Facebook at around 5:45 Eastern, and on Wednesdays around 7:15 Eastern. So join us 7 nights a week at facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. I hope you're safe, and I hope you're well. Enjoy today's Be Our Guest podcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Happy Easter and happy Sunday night, everybody. Welcome to another Be Our Guest podcast community check-in. Today is Sunday night, April 12th. 2020, yet another day in the life of the quarantined society. We are here to spread some joy on this Easter evening, and I hope that you had a great celebration today with your friends. Well, probably not your friends, but your immediate family that you got to see. Also, I hope everybody that celebrated Passover had a great celebration with their families as well, as we had lots to be thankful for, even amidst this crazy, unprecedented time in our lives. You just got to look back. It's one of those things that, I'll tell you personally, what we did today to celebrate Easter, way different than anything I've ever done in my life. And Easter's always been a big holiday in our family. We always went to church. We always had the Easter baskets, did the Easter egg hunts and so forth. Sometimes Easter egg hunts weren't on Easter Sunday. They were, usually the Saturday before or sometime maybe the weekend before. But today, obviously, like many, many people did around the world, you couldn't go to your church. So what we did, I was just scrolling through Facebook as I got up early this morning, and it was amazing how many church services that you could tune into today, because it seems like most churches were streaming live on Facebook. So as you went through your Facebook feed, you would see many, many churches live, and you saw worship music and sermons being preached and people getting together virtually. And I will say that I went to church twice this morning because I got to spend time with my friends from the Florissant Church of Christ that I attended before we moved, and is still very close to that church family. But also, since we're in the central time zone, I got to attend virtually a church that's one of our lizards. Jonathan Blankenship is a pastor down in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I got to watch him give his sermon today and some of the music from his services, and it was amazing. They did a great job. So even though this is kind of a crazy time and we, couldn't get out to have our normal celebrations, have the mashed potatoes and the ham and the rolls and all that with our extended family, that's what we do here every year. It was four of us this afternoon, well, actually around lunch because we were starving. We got up this morning, I did a little work, and then, watch those two church services. We attended those virtually from the couch, our whole family in the living room. Then we had our Easter dinner with our honey baked ham and a little turkey and some mashed potatoes, corn and green beans and some rolls and deviled eggs. I mean, we did it all up just on a smaller scale, but it was different. This is the first time that I didn't have to shave before I went to church. I didn't have to even put on church clothes. I was wearing sweats and my squad t-shirt that I always wear when I'm hanging out with Scott down at Walt Disney World. And so different, but it's one of those things. We took a family selfie as we sat down for our, for our Christmas, for our Easter dinner. And we were a mess because, again, we just kind of got up this year, did the Easter baskets, did all the stuff in the living room, and didn't get dressed up. Normally in the past, we get the, Pam will get the girls the Easter dresses, and we'll all kind of have a color that we wear. She'll get me some kind of a polo that matches their dresses. and, you know, collared shirts, Dockers, all that stuff for church. So this year we didn't do any of that. And so we kind of looked a mess as we ate dinner around the table at around noon. But we did take a selfie because I truly believe that, you know, come 10, 15, 20 years down the road, this is going to be one that we're talking about, you know, with our grandkids, that this was the year, and hopefully this is the only year, that we had to celebrate like this. You know, you couldn't leave. You kind of just had to do everything virtually. You were locked down. But it'll be a memory for sure, even though, you know, I couldn't believe I hadn't shaved or anything. I looked a mess, but we did get the picture, and it's one that I think will document for history. And for those getting ready to just have dinner now, enjoy your dinner. I see some folks are doing that. Jonathan, the Monkey Man up in Canada, happy Easter to you. So glad to have you here as well. So the biggest thing is, I think, is that you celebrate what you celebrate. The reason for the celebration is still there, no matter whether you're in a church with 1,000 people or you're sitting in your living room in your jam jams. It's all the same, and it's also about those that you love. You know, I got to be with the girls that I love, my family. So even though it's strange, great celebration, so I can't complain. And I'm here with my friends right here live on Facebook. Again, virtual meetups. They're pretty great. We've been doing this here for about 3 weeks. Nothing better. We get together every night and have a good time. So we're going to be talking tonight. Let's get off the what I did today kick, and let's talk about what we're going to talk about tonight. And I'm really looking forward to today's show. We're going to talk about your best Disney stories. So everybody has them, right? Whether it was a kid that did something crazy on a trip, maybe as a parent, you did something nuts. Like, you know, I think we have our best and worst parenting moments on Disney vacations just because they're 24/7. They're stressful. You're tired. There's so many things your kids want to do. They want to buy. You know, it's crazy. So I want to hear your best Disney story. I shared some of mine. I think we did a show like this a couple weeks ago where I talked about one of our first trips down to Walt Disney World. We took my wife's mom's Monte Carlo, and I left the Intamin's donuts in the car, and it got covered with ants, and it was a big mess. You know, I could share a story about, and problem is I've had a podcast for 12 years, so I've shared a lot of my better stories. One of my favorite memories, though, is, again, that half marathon I ran in 2017 with Paige and Scott, because it was canceled. And we were doing the dopey. We wanted to get another 13.1 miles on that Saturday at some point. And we just ran the boardwalk, the beach club, the yacht club, down to the studios and back in the pouring rain. Got soaked, but it was just amazing to see so many people out there. So I have some more stories that I'll share as we go down through the line. But most importantly, I want to hear your stories. So the phone lines are wide open right now. 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. Again, this is a Be Our Guest podcast community check-in. Let us know how you were doing and how you celebrated, if you did today. And just want to know how you're doing. You know, that's why we're here. We're all getting together as a community. So 407-413-9395. So you'll be the first caller if you call in now. But let me tell you one more story that I have that I want to get to. This was one of my very first trips, but I'll hold that one because we have a call coming in, and it's one where I made a rookie mistake. I mean, a big time rookie mistake. But let's get to our first caller. Hey, who's joining us?
Hi, this is Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Northeastern PA.
Nice. Did you guys have decent weather up that way today or no?
It was in the low 60s, and it was sunny. We're gearing up for some really windy weather tomorrow, so it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad at all.
No, can't complain with that in Pennsylvania
in
April. Yeah, good. Well, it's good to hear. So it's you know what? We got to take the victories when we get them. You know, a sunny day and a day in the 60s, yes. I'll take it right now.
Absolutely.
All right, so tell us your best Disney story. Lay it on us.
Oh, my gosh. There's so many, but I think all of them really kind of go around just having that one wonderful cast member that sees you parents in a struggle and just kind of makes your kids and your family's day. The first time we went to Disney, we got a fast pass for Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. And our son, who is 8 years old now, he was four, and he went all the way through the fast pass queue, got up there, decided he didn't want to do it. He was too scared. So when we went a couple months later, I didn't get him a fast pass for Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. And he was so bummed because he felt like he was older and he wanted to do it, uh-huh. But we didn't have a fast pass. And so My husband went to just one night in Magic Kingdom. My husband went on Space Mountain. We were waiting in the little Space Mountain store there for him to come out. And my son had one of those buckets of popcorn and he was cranking one of the penny cranks and accidentally spilt all of the popcorn on the floor.
Oh, no.
In Space Mountain. And so I said to him, I go, well, you know, go tell one of the cast members and ask if they have a pan and a broom so we could sweep it up. And he went over and he told the cast member what he did and asked for a broom and a pan. And she said, thank you so much for telling us. So many people do that on accident. They don't say anything. So we're so grateful. And she said, don't worry about it. We'll do it. And then a couple minutes later, she came over with one of those wonderful beef. This is before everything was all digital. Mm-hmm. She came over with one of those little pads and said, hey, what was one of the rides that you wanted to go on that you couldn't get on? And he told her Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, and she gave it to him, a nice fast pass for all of us to get on Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. And it just like made his trip. So it was just wonderful.
It's a win-win, really, because, I mean, the kid feels like they're the most important person in the Magic Kingdom at that point. You know, like, this probably happened maybe 20 other times that day, but for that kid at that moment, and then for you as a parent, there's nothing better than when your kid gets, you know, as a parent, like when something turns a 180, like a, oh my gosh, my kid spilled their drink or their popcorn or what have you, know, dropped their hot dog on Main Street USA, their ice cream, you know, something like that. And all of a sudden, you know, they get, it gets fixed and it turns into a positive memory rather than Meltdown City. You know, that's always like, whoo, that's the best thing ever.
Yes, yes. And it just like made him feel good. And, you know, it reinforced, you know, positive behavior, you know, owning up to his little mishap. But he was just so, he was walking around with that piece of paper right up to the fast pass queue. It was like his golden ticket. He was just so excited for it.
Well, that is awesome. I so appreciate that story. And, so when do you plan to go back? Do you have plans? I mean, this is everybody's all in limbo, but ideally, what are your plans moving forward? I'm always curious about what people are thinking right now.
We do. We had a surprise, fantastic 2 weeks trip. So we're DVC members. So we decided to take 2 full weeks and use all our points. And we were staying June 27th to July 11th. So we're still kind of holding out hope that it might be something that we could do. And we've got some great plans already for those 2 weeks. So we'll see. I mean, it's at the end of June. I've read some reports now that maybe the beginning of June, or I don't know, but we'll see. We're keeping them until last minute call.
That's what I'm encouraging my guests to do too. You know, just hang tight. You know, I mean, it's the only thing we have left right at this point, I think, is hope. You know, I mean, you can look at like, you know, this, you know, kind of piece of news says it might not happen. You know, this piece of news keeps me optimistic. I don't know what to think at this point. So I'm just kind of holding on. And, you know, we're getting, at least Disney's given us the opportunity to back out, it, you know, later than we used to be able to. So let me just cross my fingers for you and hope this happens. That sounds like an amazing trip.
Yeah, we're staying at a beach club. The kids have never stayed there before. My husband and I stayed there once by ourselves. And we were just so looking forward to sharing, you know, the hot summer with that wonderful pool.
Oh, yeah.
And a little little water park with them.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
Who knows? If not, we'll do it another time. You
That's
know,
right.
Disney will be there.
Amen. That's exactly right. You know, we will get there. Might not be exactly when we thought, but we'll get there. We'll get there.
Yes.
All right.
Exactly.
Well, hey,
exactly.
Happy Easter, and thank you for kicking things off
with us.
We got a lot of calls coming in. Tell the family we said hello.
I will. Thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks.
Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye. All right, let's get to our next caller here. These are great stories. They're coming in hot and heavy. Hey, who's joining us?
Roll Tide, Mike. Roll. Kurt and Rhonda down here in Alabama.
Hey, be careful down there tonight, man. Those storms are no joke tonight.
I know. They're rolling through right now.
Be careful. So give us a quick story, and it can't involve tornadoes or high winds.
Well, we were just calling because today was supposed to be our day at Disney World. We were supposed to head down yesterday for our daughter's third birthday.
So instead, we ended up staying home, and we had a quarantined birthday party.
It's my birthday.
It's Mia's third birthday. So all of her gifts, she got a Minnie Mouse bicycle, she got a Snow White dress, an Ariel dress, two Minnie Mouse dresses. Everything was Disney. Easter baskets, all Disney. So that's how we spent our Easter and our birthday, third birthday, was just celebrating here instead of at Disney World where we were supposed to be. So we were sad, but we made, lemonade out of lemons.
That's absolutely it. I mean, that'll be something she'll remember forever. I mean, it wasn't what you were expecting, but you had a great celebration. And it sounds like Mia is having the best birthday ever. I mean, that's a pretty decent birthday. I'll take that.
Yeah, we made the best out of it. We just want to call in and thank you for the community check-ins. We're loving it. Keep it up.
Just
appreciate everything y'all are doing.
I love listening to you guys.
Oh, man, I appreciate you guys so much. Thank you for the kind words. Thanks for always being here. And I want the chat room, everybody in the chat room, let's wish Mia a happy birthday so she can see that on Facebook. This is a big birthday. Three. Well, you know what?
Yay.
It's a big birthday for parents. When I hear three, I cringe a little bit because it costs you money. You know what I'm saying?
Every birthday she's had since she was one has been at Disney except for this one. So we've got to change it up a little bit now.
We'll grandfather her in on this one if it's a delayed birthday trip.
Yeah.
couldn't be helped.
Well, y'all have a good one. We appreciate it. Happy Easter, y'all.
Yes, sir. Roll Tide. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Roll Tide.
Bye. Oh, God, I love this community. You guys are the best. All right, to get to our next call, we got him rolling in. Hey, who's joining us? Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, Big Mike. Jonathan Ramirez here, bro. How you doing?
Oh, man. I have got to get up to Canada. We have got to hang out in person sometime. I'm telling you, we're separated at birth.
I'm telling you, except for maybe a little bit of a height differential. But other than that we're bros, man. We are bros.
And you're a Dodgers fan. I'm a Cardinals fan. But, we can meet in the division series or something. I know. We'll get through that.
Hey, as long as the National League takes it, especially against anyone who's cheating, I won't mention their names. It's good, bro.
I used to like the Astros, not so much.
How are you guys making out down there, man?
We're hanging in there, man. It's we had our Easter service from the couch attend two different services.
I heard you went to two services.
I did.
Man.
I've never done that on Easter. I've never gone to church twice. I can tell you that much. I always went once. It was great though. And then the thing was like when we had our little prayer before Easter lunch, and the thing is, you honestly have to thank God for the small things. Like we've played rummy at the table, we've played Yahtzee, we've gone on walks,
right.
This would not have happened otherwise. I know there's a lot of hardship, but there's a lot of good coming out of this too.
There's a lot of hardships and we have to pray for a lot of people, but in the midst of that, it says in the midst of a trial, you can see the silver lining, and the silver lining is we're all slowing down and we're appreciating what's really important. And I'm just hoping when this is all over, that we can just maintain this civility and maintain the closeness. And like you went to two church services, I went to our church service, has an online service, and I'm missing all these guys, people mm-hmm. you take for granted. So I just can't wait. And then even, I shut my bakery down last month and missing all my customers. And so I just hope when this is all over, we can remember to sometimes just to stop and literally smell the roses.
That's it. I mean, we need to find a balance. I think we go to extremes so many times in society. I think like when this is over and this is a memory, maybe in, I don't know, you can't even put a time period on it. But, we need to still maybe make a night out of the week or a couple nights out of the month to where you still play some board games and you do spend quality time with those you love. And, I think that it's going to escape us again. I don't know. Hopefully not.
Well, before I tell you my best Disney story, just quick question. Are you still running like every morning, like 50 miles or something like that?
I was until I hurt my hip like 8 days ago. I haven't run for 8 days.
Oh.
But I got one of our listeners sent me some stretches to do. And apparently she had the same problem. Three of her friends, they went to a physical therapist and it's, get this, it's weak glutes, which I asked Pam, like, what are glutes? She's like, it's your butt. I'm like, what? I have a weak butt. So I got some stretches to do now on YouTube And we're going to see if that works. But no, yeah, I'm not running. So
wow.
It'll be soon.
Yeah, I've been, I follow you on Instagram as well. And I see those pictures and you're smiling at the camera. And I just ran 15 miles. And I'm like, dude, the only time I'm running is if I'm running from the cops. So
it's fake.
I don't know how to do it, man. So this must be this isolation without running for 8 days. Must be getting to you. Hey, let me tell you my best Disney story, okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. So I grew up next to Disneyland, and I have a million visits there with my family, and both my parents are gone. And so I have lots of fond memories there. Natalie, my wife, and I, we now live in Eastern Canada, and we've been down to the Florida resorts and the California ones about, I think we have it counted at 32 times as a couple. But one time, we took my in-laws for their 50th wedding anniversary. And we got to Orlando, and we got on the transportation, and we were staying at Beach Club. Now, of course, at Beach Club's a little bit more expensive, but we tried to go as cheap as we could. And we get off the bus, and someone there with one of those little Disney iPads, you know.
That's always a good sign.
Greets us. Yeah, yeah. They greet us, and so I'm like, okay, they're going to walk me to the front desk or whatever. And we continue straight towards the elevators. And I looked at my wife and I'm like, baby, what's going on? She goes, I have no idea. And she really didn't. And my in-laws are with me. They've never even been. So they don't have a sweet clue what's going on. And we get to the elevators and we go up the elevator to the top floor. The door opens and there's the concierge desk.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, what? And the lady smiles. She says, because of your, my in-laws 50th wedding anniversary, they upgraded us to concierge level, the nicest room at the resort, man. I'm telling you, you know that one room in the middle that oversees the whole lake and is gigantic? I think Eisner used to stay there. Room we got, bro.
I've stayed in that room one night. I've stayed in that room, exact room. It's dead center. Is you're walking up look up, it's dead center. Yep, that's I was told that Steven Tyler
room,
stayed
bro.
In that room. Yeah, that's the room. We stayed there.
We
one
were
night.
There.
Yeah.
We were there. We were there for six nights, bro. Six nights. And when my father-in-law, who is a bean counter, man, he counts every penny. He's actually my bookkeeper for my business.
Smart.
When he saw all the free food and all the free drink and all that, he thought this was great. And he didn't realize that this was an upgrade. He thought I paid for it, bro.
That's what I was going to say. I hope you kept this a secret. Like, man, I've been working so hard so that we could stay content because you guys needed this for your anniversary. That's exactly it.
Oh, exactly. So I told my wife, I said, hey, let me know when it's your parents' 75th. We're going to take them.
I take them every year, man. They sound like they're the, and it's always, it's like the ongoing 50th anniversary celebration. You know, I'd make sure I note that.
Well, I definitely saw how the 5% live and all of Ricky's friends.
Yes.
It was nice, man. We had a blast and just touring with them for a while around the parks. You know, they kind of just like, they followed us all around and we're kind of nervous to go off on their own for the first couple of days. But as they started getting used to it, pretty soon it was like, all right, John, we'll see you later. We're going to go down. We're going to go downtown. We're going to go here. And they started going off on their own. And it was just really neat to see. But I would say that's probably my greatest memory. And it was just a great week, bro.
All right. Well, hey, I call them for the next trip. Okay. No, just kidding. I'll meet them at the beach club. Well, we'll meet at the airport. Let's do that. I'll take them over on Magical Express and we'll see how it works.
Good luck, Char, man. All right. Man, stay safe, all right? We
yes,
love
sir.
You guys. And really, seriously, Be Our Guest podcast. Thank you so much keeping us in the loop and keeping us smiling. And we're downloading all the shows, and it helps that time go by. I've told you before how much I love your show, but just wanted to say it again while I got you on the phone.
I'm just telling you, it's the same way, buddy. I want to get up to Canada. I want to get in that bakery and be part of that. Because if people don't know, you got to watch. You follow Jonathan on social media. You got to pop something up in the chat or something because it's not just a bakery. Like, you have a community. You have fun. Like, I love what I do. I'm a travel agent. Like, and I was a school teacher. I like that for the most part, except for the grading and paperwork. But man, I would love to come up there and just like have a blast, like being creative and changing the community, you know, doing new things, man. Keep doing that. I mean, I'd love to be a part of that.
We would have so much fun with you, man. Anytime you want to come, hey, I got a man cave you can stay in. That's an extra long couch you'll fit on. And we'll just hang out, bring the family, and we'll treat you right.
All right,
hey, it's
man.
Canada, man. We got health care and maple syrup up here.
And I've heard you have hockey, so we're good.
I don't know a thing about that.
All right, well, hey, man. 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Hey, you stay safe up there, and thanks so much, and a happy Easter to the family.
Peace out, bro.
All right, talk to you later. Bye-bye. You got to follow Jonathan. I'm telling you, on Twitter or Instagram, Jonathan, he has a bakery up in, I don't even know how to describe it. He has a bakery up in Canada, and it's not really a bakery. It's like a community. I mean, he makes the most amazing baked goods, but it's like a community. He's been on like national cable TV, so you got to check it out. All right, next caller on the line. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, this is Karen from Louisiana.
Hey, Karen, and you guys better base. You guys have had the storms move through at this point, right? I thought I saw that earlier today.
We did, but it wasn't that bad. So
okay.
We were good.
Okay. What part of Louisiana? I've been to Shreveport, but that's it.
Okay, so I'm in Lake Charles, very bottom corner.
Okay, so yeah, like way far away. Because we went the one time I went in 2003 to Shreveport, I thought, well, we're going to be, it's kind of like when you get into Florida and you think you're at Walt Disney World and you're really not. Like, I was like, oh, we're going to Shreveport.
Exactly.
We'll go to New Orleans. I was like, dude, New Orleans is like 7 hours from here. I'm like, we're not going to New Orleans.
Yes.
Anyway.
Yes.
All right. So give us your best Disney story. Now, Jonathan took the in-laws and got an upgrade. I got to hear your story. What do you got?
Okay. So in 2007, my husband and I went on our honeymoon and we wore the bride and groom Mickey and Minnie ears. And we were in Epcot that day. We passed the American Adventure Pavilion, and this cast member who I've seen since, an elderly gentleman, has like the navy blue badge. He was standing in front, and he spotted us. So he asked us what we were there for, and we told him. He took us next door to the Liberty Inn, and he had a bell, and he rang it. And he was like, hear ye, you know, Jason and Karen from Lake Charles are celebrating their honeymoon. And they gave us these free Mickey Rice Krispie treats. And so then I thought, oh, that was really sweet. You know, the end, he made us a little certificate, and I thought that was all. Well, he ushered us into the pavilion in the circle where the Voices of Liberty sing, and he kind of had everybody move out of the way, and he sat us front and center. And when the Voices of Liberty came out to sing, they started off, introduced themselves, and then they kind of gave a little dedication to us because we were there on our honeymoon. And they dedicated When You Wish Upon a Star to us. It was incredible. And to this day, I have not had a moment top that. Maybe crossing the finish line of a marathon, but that was pretty much it.
Those are both pretty moving moments, but I can tell you both. What I like about music, I want to do a show about this because we have so many of these shows now. I got to try to be creative in the show topics. But one of the things I was going to think was, and this goes right into that, is now you have a memory associated with a song, you know, so I would imagine like if you hear that song and there's so many different forms, instrumentals, you know, contemporary versions of it and so forth. I would imagine that that just brings back that moment in time in the American Adventure Pavilion every time you hear it.
It absolutely does. It was incredible.
Oh, yeah, let me ask you this, too, because I'm always curious about this, because like our first caller talked about how that cast member came in and kind of did what they technically call like a guest recovery situation, you know, turn a bad situation into a better situation. You guys had something, just kind of a plus experience. What do you think Walt Disney World does for the cast members as far as training and leeway they give them? Do you think, cause I don't know, I've never been a cast member and I've always wondered, like, do you think that they have some kind of a course or some kind of a training program, or I don't even know how they do that, but how do you encourage cast members to look for opportunities like yours, you know, just to find honeymooners and just give something special? How do you think that goes? Is it just people doing it on their own? Does Disney encourage it? What do you think?
No, I definitely think they encourage it, because, you know, the buttons, the happy birthday, I definitely think they encourage it. And now, ever since that trip, because my husband was so reluctant to wear those ears from the start, he was like, I want to wear these every trip. Mm-hmm.
Ears equal Rice Krispie treats in his book.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, that's awesome.
There's so much magic on that whole trip, you know, from start to finish. It was just one thing after another. They all, we got so many things. It was just amazing. And free fast passes back when they had the paper fast passes, just from them seeing us wearing the ears.
Yep.
It just blew our mind.
I remember one year that this was probably 10 years. This is probably more than 10. It had to have been probably 10, 12 years ago, because we've only been married for 14. But we wore the anniversary buttons because we got married in June. We went down in June. And, I mean, we got a cupcake with every meal. We were on the dining plan this trip, so
right?
We already got a dessert. I mean, like, we were by the end of the trip, we're, like, getting our pictures with our cupcakes. Like, oh, my gosh, I don't want to eat this cupcake because I'm so full. Like, I've been eating for a week. But, yeah, it was like the trip of a million cupcakes kind of thing, because we had the buttons on. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Definitely.
That's awesome. All right, well, hey, thanks for calling in, and happy Easter, and stay safe down Louisiana.
Okay, have a great one.
All right, talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Love this. Another celebration. And we have another caller. Hey, who's joining us?
Hi, Mike. This is Holly from Illinois.
Hey, Holly. You gave me a heads up on the Facebook page that you had a story, and I was glad you made it in. I saw the 217. I was like, that is Springfield. That's got to be in that area.
You are right. Before I share that, though, on the topic of the Cardinals, have you seen the video that the Cardinals put out just a day or two ago with all of the players, like, talking about how they can't wait to get back to St. Louis?
Oh, dude, don't make me cry right now in the air. Stop.
I know. I about, like, broke down in tears. It was amazing. But, yeah, hopefully those days return soon.
Yeah, absolutely. I think so. I hope so.
Okay, so my favorite memory, one of my favorite memories goes back to the late 90s. So my family, we have, there are four kids, and we're kind of separated in age. And I'm the youngest, and I was lucky enough whenever I was in grade school that my oldest sister was a cast member down at Disney. So, you know, for a number of years, we got to kind of take advantage of the cast member discount and, you know, got to go down there and visit her and stuff like that. And for a few years in a row, we went down and visited her over Christmas. So we got to, you know, celebrate the holiday together, but also take advantage of being down at Disney and all those great things. So we always tried to do something kind of special for a Christmas meal whenever we would be down there. And one year, I think it was either 97 or 98, I can't remember. But we decided to eat at 1900 Park Fair. And that was back when like Mickey and Minnie and all of their friends were the characters there. And my family has this tradition that for every Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Easter, we have this tablecloth that everybody signs who is there. So it's like a record
That's
of like
cool.
who celebrated that holiday together
I love
and everything.
That.
Yeah.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah. So we took the tablecloth down and invited like Mickey and Minnie and I think Snow White was there too to, you know, sign the tablecloth and everything. And that, and Pluto was one of the characters that was there too. And that was like when we started to realize like something seemed a little off that night. I don't really know what it was, but like Pluto, he like kind of went a little rogue, like signed off completely off like from where everybody else was. And he actually like the marker like bled through onto the table. So somewhere like in the back of Grand Floridian is this table with like Pluto's name and like permanent marker on it, which I think is funny. But anyway, he kept like kind of coming back by and so did Mickey and everything. We ended up like Mickey kept coming by to the point where my sister finally tried to figure out like, you know, do I know you, Mickey? Like, have we met before? And, you know, he couldn't really explain like how he knew her and everything. But yeah, that was kind of funny. It was a little mystery that we're trying to solve of how maybe my sister had met Mickey another time. But what stands out to make this dinner like so memorable is Pluto, like I mentioned, he kept coming back by and was kind of like acting, you know, real silly and everything. And it ended with him, like he kept like motioning to my soda that I had. And he ended up taking the soda and drinking it like through his mouth and everything. I had never seen anything like it before. I guess he was maybe really thirsty, but like poured it like into his mouth and drank a Coke right there.
Whoa.
We all kind of like stood back and were like, what just happened?
I didn't even know that was physically possible.
It was the weirdest,
for Pluto.
The funniest thing.
That's crazy.
I didn't know either, but I think we'll like never forget that because of just all the interactions we had with the characters and how, yeah, Pluto went a little bonkers on us, I guess.
Maybe this is the story of why Pluto is no longer at 1900 Park Fair. That was his last night and he was burning the place down as changed
that
characters.
Very well could be. Yeah. Now the rest of my family members, they might remember it a little different since I was so young, but yeah, I just remember being like super, I mean that for sure happened, but like I just remember being like super confused, like I don't even know what to say right now, like thanks for stopping by. I don't know.
Sorry, did we dehydrate you, dog?
Time.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, that's a good one. I mean, this is why we have this show. It's always, that's why I like doing the live shows. You never know what you're going to get. And these stories, like, I'm trying to picture that in my mind. I can't even, like, see the physics of it all happening, but it did apparently. So
Yeah. I mean, what I remember was, like, kind of looking at each other being like, what, did that just happen? Like, did he just drink that soda? And he for sure did. So, I don't know.
Mark it down. All right. Hey, Holly, I hope you had a great Easter.
All
thanks
right.
for calling in.
Yes. Thanks. You
All
too.
Right, talk
Bye.
To you soon. Bye-bye. All right. That's Holly in Springfield, Illinois. It's actually only about 90 miles from here. It's just kind of across the river and up a little ways up Interstate 55. All right, 407-413-9395, 407-413-9395. Want to say a shout out to Kim in the chat. She's a healthcare worker out there working on the front lines. Thank you for doing that, and all of our first responders. All right, we have our next caller on the line. Who's joining us?
Hi, this is Chelsea from Tennessee.
Chelsea, I'd never know you're from Tennessee from your accent. I thought you're from New York.
I cannot help it.
I love it. That's awesome. So what's going on? Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you all. It's been a different one, but you know, I did like you. I watched several different church services this morning, so that was really nice to be able to do that.
Now, does that count like if next year we can't make it to church? We went to two this year. It all averages out. I don't know how that works. I got to talk to my pastor.
I don't think my Southern mother would be very happy with that.
either would my dad, who's probably watching. He's a deacon at his church. So there you go.
I was calling in to tell about my Disney story. I don't know if it's the best one, but it's one of the most memorable ones that we've had. I had just graduated from high school, and my parents took me and my younger brother and sister. And we went to Magic Kingdom the first day. And when we got back to the hotel, we always drove. And so it was raining really hard. And we were all, like, running across the parking lot to try to make it back to our room. And my mom slipped and fell in the middle of the parking lot. And she actually tore her ACL. Could not go back to the park. She couldn't go back to the park for the rest of the time. So me and my brother and my sister had, like, our own parent-free vacation. And it was... I hate to say cool, but it kind of was, because it was kind of the first time that our parents let us kind of go out on our own without them to the park. And we just had the best time. And that is terrible because our mom was in pain. But we always talk about how, you know, mom's pain was kind of our game, because we had such a great time. And that was when there were paper fast passes. And so we would go around and get our paper fast passes and just kind of do whatever we wanted to do without, you know, mom and dad telling us what to do.
Now I'm so worried that my kids are going to set me up with some kind of, like they're going to put a banana peel or something on the next trip out in the parking lot or something, so that I blow out an ACL or a Achilles tendon, something, like, you know, sure something like an 18-month recovery or something.
I'm sure you're a fun dad, though. You're super fun, right?
That's what I always tease them. I'm like, yeah, I'm 46, but I'm like 23, you know, so I act like, you know, big kid. Come on. That's all it is.
Exactly. They would. I'm sure they'd want you to go every time they went.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, let's I'm going to keep dreaming that they want me there all the time. Yes, I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, I hope y'all have a nice day. I'm sure you've got other people calling in, but I just wanted to call in and say thank you for doing these. I've listened to these every night, and me and my family like to listen to them, so we really appreciate it.
All right, I sure appreciate that so much. You guys stay safe down in Tennessee. Happy Easter, and hello to the family.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Love that. Man, she's kind of brutal there. Her mom's pain was the kid's gain. That makes me nervous. All right, we have our next caller on the line. Who's joining us?
Hey, Mike.
Is it Alfred?
You got it.
Yeah, I haven't been able to. We had so many calls tonight. I haven't been able to look at the call already.
God.
It's been stacked. Right now, there's four people in line still. So I'm trying to get to, I promise I'm trying to get to everybody.
Lucky.
It's crazy. No, it's nuts. I appreciate it. Yes. It's like, and I don't have concert tickets, so you're not winning a car. You're not winning anything.
You kind of lose.
Yeah, so there you go. So what's
a great topic.
Okay, yeah.
Follow me.
Your topic. Exactly, man. Alfred knows how to program a radio station. Let's go. So how was your Sunday?
So how was your holiday?
It was good. We had a good one.
Yeah. Okay, my story is not like that where Disney gives something, but the memory that this made was something I'll never forget.
Okay.
So, it was a year ago now, spring break, and I went. I was planning to meet my cousins there. So, the first part was not a great memory. I want to forget it, but I can't. So, I'll start. I took the train from New York to Orlando.
Ooh. How long does that take?
It was supposed to be 23 hours.
Oh, man. You kidding? Ooh.
No. But listen to the words. Supposed to be. I left 3:30. I think it was like, what time was it? About 1 in the afternoon. Or, no, 2. Like, 1 in the afternoon from New Rochelle, New York. which is close to where I live.
Okay.
And I went to New York City first, to Penn Station. And from Penn Station, you left and went straight down. So everything was great. You know, first part was super. You know, we got there quick. Then get on the second train. It's great. You know, I go to sleep around 10 o'clock that night. And all of a sudden, I'm wide awake. And I'm like, why are we not moving?
Why?
And the train was stopped in North Carolina because what? It becomes one track.
Okay.
Where it's a freight train track.
Oh man.
Yeah.
So you're on, and like, said, so it's like on? It's like an, you're like on an Amtrak or something similar to that.
I
right?
was on Amtrak. Okay, okay, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And so trying to find out what happened. No one knows anything. You know, the workers on the train are, I hate to say it, but almost non-existent. They fled when this happened. So finally, and then that was it. I couldn't fall back to sleep. I was done. So I'm there just sitting, waiting. And finally the sun comes up and it's about 7 o'clock in the morning. And I finally got an answer from them. What happened was a freight train derailed and blocked the entire track.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, this is good. Now, all I'm caring about is, well, when are we getting through? And what time are we getting to Orlando? That's all I wanted to know.
Yeah, same. I'd be the same
and
way.
They said, oh, yeah, you'll be there by 3:30. I said, that's great because I have tickets to Hollywood Studios, the After Hours event.
Oh, man. So you have a hard deadline. You got to get there.
Yeah, and I'm having heart palpitations at this point.
Seriously, I would be too.
Yeah. Okay, so the train starts moving. Everyone in the whole train cheers. I mean, you can hear other cars. And that was about 9 a.m. Or no, about 8 a.m. So it actually started moving earlier than they said. So I said, oh, this is great. We'll get there even earlier. All of a sudden at 11 o'clock, it stops again.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, what happened now? They said, well, because of all the trains that were involved, we now have to stop and wait for the traffic to go through.
So there's one line. There's seriously one line from North Carolina to Florida?
One line.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So I'm going to try to fast forward a little because okay. I know you well, have a
I know, but let me ask you this. I got to ask you this, though. So are you just in a regular seat, or do you have, like, a sleeper, or are you just, like, sitting in a seat all the time?
Yes, I was just in coach. Oh. Just coach.
Dude, that's so painful. Oh. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Get to the good stuff. Okay, get to the good stuff.
Okay, so I'm still on the train at 6 o'clock at night, and I'm like, holy moly. The event starts in an hour.
This better be a bullet train. Let's go.
Yeah. Suffice it to say, Disney is great because I missed the event. And me and my cousins had it all planned that they were going to get to Hollywood Studios and I was going to, like, appear. And that they would not, they would, because the two little kids would go crazy.
Yeah.
So suffice it to say, I'm on the phone with my cousin. I'm like, this is not happening. This is just not happening. And I'm getting louder and louder. I'm going. And then I asked them, I said, what time are we getting in? Oh, probably about 11 o'clock tonight.
Oh, my gosh. Like,
so when they said that, I called Disney. And I said, here's the situation I'm in. What do I do? And I said, no worries. They said, it's a hard ticket. We usually don't refund them. But no worries. We're going to put the money back on your account, on your credit card. I said, thank you so much. You've made this such a great evening and just everything's going wrong and you made it right. So in a way, Disney did do something for me here, but that's not the whole thing. So I arrive at Saratoga Springs at around 1 a.m. And I know I have to meet my cousins at, because we finally figured it out, at 9 a.m. at Crystal Palace. So, okay, so I unpack a little and I get into bed and I'm done. I get up. Now this is where it gets good. I get up, I get ready, and I head to Magic Kingdom. And they, I said, I'm here. Where do you want me? To my cousins. They said, we'll meet you by Crystal Palace. We have reservations. And we already called them, and they've added you on. I said, oh, that's very good. Thanks. So I said, I'll just wait on the porch because that's so beautiful there. There's a porch.
Yep, yep.
And I'm sitting on the bench. You know, I got a spot. And I'm sitting right where it's all the way over closer to Main Street, that part of the bed, of the porch.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a little set of stairs. So I'm sitting there. I'm waiting. And all of a sudden, they come around the corner from Main Street, and that both of them saw me sitting there and ran to me.
Yes.
And I got the, I'm recording it, and I got the biggest hugs, and they said, what are you doing here? They were screaming. It was wonderful. Then we had a great breakfast. But, and then now, for some reason, it decided it wanted to rain that day. And no one was prepared. But it had stopped. So we said, you know what? Let's go on Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
You had me worried. I thought you were going to say to ride the train. The kids are going to want to ride the train. You're like, no, I'm having PTSD over trains. We are not riding. even Seven Dwarfs Mine Train has the name train. You're like, nope, not happening.
Yep. So we get on. Yeah, really. We get on the train, on the ride, and we get outside, and it's pouring out. We got soaked. And the picture, it's the best picture because I'm in the front row, mm-hmm. the very front row, and I have my hand up in front of me like, no, stop. Between the wind and the rain, I was done. I was drenched.
Story for the ages.
Yes. But that picture and that moment made the best memory. I'll never forget it, because when you go on to that ride and get soaked and have a blast,
that's it.
We were all laughing and just going crazy.
It's about making the most of the situation you're in. I've been in that kind of
exactly.
boat too.
Exactly.
And you know, like, just one thing happens after the next. It rains. Mm-hmm. The lines are longer than you were expecting. You know, you miss an mm-hmm. ADR. You know what? A lot of times you end up having the best day ever if you just embrace the fun.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Totally.
It was funny because the sun was out. So we said, let's go on.
Yep.
And we had the fast passes and we went. And by the time we got to that first outside drop where they have the photo, well, actually not the first, but where the photo is, by then we didn't know how to control the rain from hitting us. It was the best.
What can you do? Well, Alfred, you know,
people would say that's the best. Well, and I'm like, yeah, the best.
Well, you know what? Because you earned it. You had to earn it with the train ride
yeah.
and persevering, and then you got to have
yeah.
fun. That's a great story. That's a great memory.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it is. And I'll never forget it.
Well, hey, thank you for sharing with us, buddy. And thanks for the show topic
sure.
tonight. It's been great.
You're welcome. And thank God I got through.
Yes, I was going to make sure. I could tell the area code. I know the 914 to
yeah,
look for you.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, I'll talk
okay.
to you on Tuesday. So stay safe and have a good Monday.
All right.
Okay.
Sounds good.
See you later.
Have a good
bye,
one.
Alfred.
Bye-bye.
All right. 407-413-9395. You know, I was saying I had back pain. Hearing Alfred's story, being on a train, on an Amtrak that long. Yeah, back pain. I just had back pain thinking about that on a regular seat. All right, 407-413-9395. We have about 6 or 7 minutes left. We can get in another call or two. And I know people have been trying to get in. We've got some great, great stories here in the live chat. If you're listening to the show on the feed, go back to the Facebook page, facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. And you can read all the comments, man. There are some great stories here of magic that happened, first time things happening, dancing with Mickey, all kinds of stuff. All right, we have our next caller on the line. Who's joining us?
Hey, Mike. This is Justin down in Tampa, Florida. How you doing tonight?
Hey, Justin. It's been busy tonight. It's been fun. How was your Easter?
Yeah. It was great. You know, Easter baskets and, you know, just, you know, immediate family. We had a good time today and I did some work around the house on the outside, but yeah, it was a good day.
That's good stuff. I didn't do any work around the house. I just ate a lot and, you know, didn't do a whole lot. Here I am. So still a good Easter. What can you do? So you have so many stories. Lay a good story on us because we're kind of putting the tail end on this show here.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Well, you know, my best story I kind of have to keep in my pocket because I do have a trip report coming up with you at some point.
Okay.
And it's all that. So I got to keep that one in pocket. But a great one was with me and my daughter. So last year is our first year AP holders. And we got our APs like around, I think it was end of December 2018, January 2019. And we had been with the family a few times using our passes pretty close here. And the first Monday with no school, I took my daughter, just her and I. And it was a very first trip with just my daughter, just the two of us. So it's such a special trip just because of that right there. Like, best memories already just because of that.
Well, you know what? And there's something to be said for that because, like, I haven't done that with my daughter. But we, in St. Louis, last year, she was homeschooled because we were in a really bad school district. We couldn't, you know, we hadn't moved yet to this. We moved to a better school district now. So we homeschooled her for fifth grade. And the thing was, when the Cardinals were playing, it seems like years ago, when the Cardinals last year, when they were playing, they would play Wednesday afternoon games. And so just her and I would go on StubHub, buy $6 seats, and go down and watch a ball game, just daddy and daughter. And those are the best times ever. We still talk about it. It's great.
Yeah, it's awesome because, you know, every trip is a little different. You know, if you go down by yourself or if you go with a friend or you go with just one of your kids or your whole family, I mean, all these trips are different. Mm-hmm. I feel like you can get different goals and do different things with each one of these trips. So this being my first trip, just my daughter and I, it was so awesome. Had to do Magic Kingdom, right? Because it's just for a first memory like that, it's got to be Magic Kingdom. Totally. So that's what we did. We didn't really have hard plans for the day. Just kind of wandered and just let the day kind of unfold. And we stumbled across, it was the first time I'd ever done this, and I don't know if you call it an attraction per se, but it's the pirate, the treasure map tour.
Yeah, the Adventureland little
adventure
pirate thing. Yeah, I've done it.
So in Adventureland, so we stumbled across that little hut. You know, we asked the cast member, what is this? She gives us our map. You know, we scan our magic bands and we're on our way. We're like on this like treasure adventure. And immediately my daughter was 100% all in. And like, I just thought this was awesome too, just from like a tech side. Cause now we have these magic bands in my mind. I'm like, these are cool magic bands because they get you in your park and they get your photos. But I didn't realize that this thing on my wrist was going to interact with the park. Like, this is amazing. So from a tech side, like, I'm like kind of geeking out here. So we do the full, you know, 5 or 6 stops, we do the map. And as we're walking back towards like Pirates of the Caribbean, I notice a PhotoPass cast member standing out, and she's standing all by herself and she's not really at a typical like photo spot. So I asked her, I was like, is a character or something about getting ready to happen while you're out here? And she goes, yeah, like Captain Jack's going to be probably stopping by here any second. So my daughter and I wait right in that spot. And sure enough, within a few minutes, Captain Jack walks up. We're right in front of line. And as soon as he walks out, you know, I looked over my left shoulder. You know, within a minute, there's probably like 20 guests behind us. You know, the line just like goes, you know, through the roof immediately.
It was probably all the 40-year-old women. We're just saying. Just kidding.
Yeah. Exactly. So so we meet Captain Jack, and Captain Jack, man, for my daughter's eyes, that character might as well have came out just to meet her in that moment. Like, there wasn't another guest in the park, you know, literally he walked out just to meet her in that moment. So she shows him her map, you know, he's amazed to see this treasure map, and, you know, they're talking treasure maps and all this stuff about pirates. And towards the end of his conversation, he pulls out a Sharpie and he signs her first map. And then he also adds a couple X's in the map. And he told her, like, there's a couple special locations, sweet, like here in Adventureland that aren't on your map and you won't be able to find, like, with a tour guide, basically. He goes, but I promise you there's something here. So we get our pictures and we go exploring where he put these X's on the map. And sure enough, we found little spots in the park that would interact with our bands that weren't part of the map or anything. And they were like, it's awesome that Disney had that much foresight to add that in and, you know, be able to do that with the character. It was just amazing.
That's so perfect. Yeah. That brings like the whole experience full circle. You know what I'm saying? Like, you had this experience in the park, kind of independent of everything else. But then when the character, you know, because he's a pirate, he would know where buried treasure and buried secrets are. And he throws that on the map. I mean, that is thinking like seven steps down the path. I love it, man. I had no idea. That's awesome to hear.
Yeah, it was awesome. And I mean, my daughter still talks about it today. And let's say I've geeked out and like I loved it too. And, you know, if Disney's listening right now, like, man, I will take more experiences like this over new attraction all day.
Agreed.
Because they bring such an extra level of layering, like, within the parks and the individual lands, and, like, to be able to tie a character. And it's amazing. Like, and I'm thinking in my mind, I'm like, man, these attractions must cost a fortune. I mean, you look at Rise and mm-hmm. Smuggler's Run, like, these attractions must cost a fortune. And then you look at something like this, like, yeah, it costs some money, but it has to be a fraction comparatively. And to me, like, I get a bigger Disney feel out of stuff like this than I do any ride that they put up. Maybe Rise is different, but, you know.
Yeah, it needs to be a good balance.
Like attraction.
Everything doesn't have to be like a blockbuster. You know, like, I've said this many times. Everybody needs to do Enchanted Tales with Belle. That's overlooked all the time, but it's amazing. It's such a different thing to do, and it's overlooked. You're not going to do it every single trip, but it's amazing when you go in there and become part of the story. It's a character meet and greet. There's technology. It's so well done.
Yeah, it's got to be. I mean, outside of that map adventure, I agree 100%. The Chin of Tales of Bell has got to be like one of my favorite things to do right behind it. And, like, you know, when you walk past characters, like, especially for someone who's not into characters, you know, you walk by with kids or friend and they say, oh, how long's the line? And for most people, like, the cutoff is like, I don't know what, like 10 minutes, 15 minutes before you just want to keep on moving.
Yep.
But something like Enchanted Tales of Belle, I mean, that all that extra value they put into meeting that character makes that experience worth waiting 20, 30, 40 minutes, in my opinion, because it's so unique.
Yep. And I'm always a soldier or a guard or whatever it is. The guy, you know, they get the dad guys to be the guards. I'm always one of those.
Yeah. You're trying to crouch down in the back so they don't pick you, and then still like a foot above everybody.
No, heck no. I'm an extrovert, man. Pick me. I'm like that in Indiana Jones. You know, that's how it is.
That's funny.
Awesome. Hey, well, Justin, I appreciate it, buddy. Yeah. Thanks for the great memory. Thanks for the great story, and hopefully talk to you Tuesday.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night. Bye-bye. Yep. All right, well, that's going to do it. Again, thanks to Alfred for the great topic for today's show. We had so many great stories. Here's what we're going to do. Monday night, tomorrow night, we're going to record the Wednesday and Friday shows for the week. Pam and I will be together. Please do join us live here on Facebook at 5:45 Eastern. Be a part of the fun as we answer your listener questions. And we also we have a fun topic for this week. And it was, again, suggested by a listener on one of these shows. We're going to do creative split stays, not just a show about the dynamics of a split stay. We kind of know about that. We'll talk about that briefly. But we're going to get creative, like what two resorts would meld together for some kind of a thematic stay. You know, if you want a Caribbean stay, you could do a Caribbean beach / Polynesian stay. Or if you're looking for, we'll talk about it on Friday, but join us tomorrow night as we record it. So come on back tomorrow night, 5:45 Eastern on Monday, if you're listening here live, and join us. And then Tuesday night, we'll do another one of these shows with your best Disney stories, because I'll be honest, This show was a blast for me. I love hearing these stories. This was so much fun. Hope you enjoyed it too. So Tuesday night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, more of your best Disney stories. Wednesday night, we'll do a trip report. We've already got that set up. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, more of your calls right here on the Be Our Guest Podcast Community Check-Ins. All right. Time to get out of here. I hope you had a great Easter. Hope you had a great weekend. And we'll be back again tomorrow night. So for we got 23 hours till we talk again. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.